Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to play Chad Makes Us Guess.
So as we get started, let me ask you, producer JP and Maria, was it hot enough for you yesterday?
Yeah, my armpits are still sweating.
Well, today's not going to be any better. And that's why I chose the subject for this week's Chad Makes Us Guess to kind of distract us from all of the heat. Something you can do indoors. It's the time of the year to stay inside and watch movies. But it's not going to be that simple. The list is comprised of movies that are the most rewatchable movies. Like if you're flipping through your channels, you'll stay something you've seen before. Of all the movies out there, movies that you want to watch over and over again, 3 million people voted on Ranker.com. You guys have to guess what's on the list.
I'm going to go with a big roundhouse kick to the face from Patrick Swayze with Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
That's an interesting choice.
That's so not
Give
on the list.
Give me number one.
That is so not on the list.
Oh, you need to check the list because it's on there.
I'm looking at the top 100 on the list and it's not on there. So give yourself 101.
What a disrespect to Patrick Swayze. He should be rolling over in his grave. I am offended.
Nothing against Patrick Swayze. He did great work. Dirty Dancing and something else, I'm sure. But that is not on this list. 101 points for you. Maria, your turn.
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
We are going to die.
You can go with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Hello, bad loser.
Yeah, I'm a little salty. You shouldn't brag too much because that's 59.
Hey, at least I made the list.
On the list. 59 for you.
She's got a good point.
So far, you guys are not doing well. Producer JP, please redeem yourself.
Any of the Jurassic Parks or worlds.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
You have to pick one.
Jurassic, all of them.
Well, it's interesting you did that. I'll tell you why in a minute. Jurassic Park is number 4.
Yeah!
So, that was a nice. Hey, don't stay over there. You can't see the list. Maria?
Pirates of the Caribbean. All of them.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, no. He's scrolling.
Well, the one that's highest on the list is The Curse of the Black Pearl. That's number 28 on the list. So give yourself 28 points.
I'm smiling right now because I think I have the number one answer.
This is your last guess, so don't screw it up.
You can get a little romantic on everybody. I'm going to say Titanic.
Oh, darn it. That's a good guess.
I'll never let go, Chad.
I can't change the list at this point, but thanks for trying. Number 43.
Oh, come on,
man. It is good, but it's super long, and I'd probably keep flipping channels if I came across that one. Maria, one last try.
I'm going to go with my favorite movie. Show me Jaws, Chad.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It is on the list. Number 38.
Okay.
So you do your math, figure out who had the lowest score. I'll tell everybody the top 10, and you guys can hit your head with your hand.
I had a feeling that was going to happen today. I'm a little loopy.
Number 10 is Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Makes sense.
I am the father.
Number 9, The Princess Bride. Anyone seen that
one?
Inconceivable.
Anybody want a peanut?
Andre the Giant. Would you guys stop on that movie if you came through? Number 8, a movie I've never seen, The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
Would you trust in the Lord?
God, that's a good movie.
And Maria, number 7 is one of your favorites, Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh! But it's a Christmas movie.
No, it doesn't. Don't get that started. Number 6, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Kind of like you did. Name them all.
Yep.
All those. Number 5, Maria did not do this. You said Indiana Jones.
I said the Temple of Doom.
You wanted to say Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That is number 5.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Well, I should have said all of them.
You didn't realize how the rules could be bent by producer JP.
A little bit of gray area there I was swimming in.
Hashtag JP. Rules.
Number 4, Jurassic Park. Of course, that got JP some points. Number 3, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Number 2, I thought this should be number 1 personally, but number 2 and 1 are both very good. Number 2, Forrest Gump.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Always go with Tom Hanks movies.
I know. Is number 1 a Tom Hanks movie too?
It is not. It is Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Great Scott!
Always good when you see it.
I'll put Forrest Gump over Back to the Future.
Oh,
I love you, Jenna.